This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Allison Brown, a 20-year award-winning fitness and nutrition expert, founder of The Switch Project, co-owner of New You Personal Training Studio, and best-selling author. Allison wrote the international best-selling book, Making the Switch, How to Put Yourself First in a World That Tells You Not To, helping moms put themselves first, guilt-free, and live their best life in their best body. And Allison, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure for sure. Now tell us, for starters, why did you write this book, Making the Switch? Let's kick things off with that today.
So I call it my epic mommy meltdown. I have three boys. And when my third was about 4 months old, I just was having a mommy day, I will call it. Catering to everybody else, looking after everybody else, and neglecting to look after myself. And just got to the end of my rope. My oldest two were fighting each other. The baby needed to be fed. My food was boiling over on the stove. Everything that could go wrong was, and I was exhausted, is the truth. And I had a mommy meltdown. I called my husband. Thankfully, he was able to come home and be with the kids while I cried on my bathroom floor. And since sharing that moment with so many of my clients, friends, colleagues, fellow moms, I realized, wow, this is a thing that moms actually go through. I wasn't alone. It's kind of funny how we tend to put ourselves on an island and think we are the only one going through these hard things, but we're not alone. Other people can relate. And so I started to share my process of how I made the switch. That's why it's called the switch, from being last on my own priority list to being first, to making sure I get my needs met so that everyone else is okay. If my cup's full, then they get what they need and so do I. And if I'm empty, nobody gets the best of mom at all. And so I shared how I overcame, how I got off the bathroom floor and came back home to, you know, the person I always wanted to be, the mom I always wanted to be, the boss, the wife, the friend. And it wasn't an easy process, but I wrote the book to share that process so that moms everywhere can just have hope that whatever they're going through, whatever the struggles are, they too can overcome and live a better life in a healthier body with a healthier mind. So that's why.
And that certainly is a big why right there, and can understand the inspiration as well. Tell us, what is the big lie discussed in the book that all moms need to stop believing?
Yeah, so the lie that I was living was that a good mom sets herself aside. A good mom sacrifices everything for her children. And I just thought that it was a good mom to, you know, just like wait to eat or not exercise or not take 5 minutes for myself to just relax. Instead, I was just running around like a chicken with my head cut off, trying to meet everyone else's needs. And what I realized when I had the meltdown was that a good mom takes care of herself. That's the truth. We all need to set aside that sacrificial lie that a good mom is last. A good mom puts herself first so that everybody can get the very best of her and that she can be the best for herself too. And a good mom takes care of herself. A good mom practices self-care, gives herself 5 minutes of quiet time, tells the kids, you know what, you can wait a minute while I have my coffee or tea or whatever it is. Starts carving out, you know, boundaries for herself so that she can be okay. Because if mom is okay, everybody's okay. So that's the lie that I realized I was living and the lie that I'm helping moms break out of. And we have guilt associated with that. Like, it's hard. Sometimes a lot of our clients will tell me, oh, it's so hard for me to just like take a day for myself or take 5 minutes for myself. But we need to make the shift and realize, you know what, it might be hard at first, but this is necessary so that everyone else gets the best version of you and not the exhausted, irrational, you know, cranky version. version of mom. So we got to stop living that lie and start living in the truth that, you know what, mom, it's okay to put yourself first. It doesn't have to be all the time, but sometimes it's okay to do that, and you should do that. So I give moms permission to do that for themselves.
I like it. And looking at healthy living, how is healthy living more than just fitness and food?
Yeah. So I when I first got in this business, in the fitness business or health industry, I just had in my head that a healthy person eats healthy foods and exercises regularly. And so fitness and food is the answer to, you know, everyone's happiness goal. I've heard clients over the years say, if I could just lose 20 pounds, then I'll be happy. If I could just get into the size, whatever, 4 or 6 or whatever it is, then I'll be happy. But what I've learned over the years is that fitness and food are actually just the tip of the iceberg. What happiness comes down to is being healthy on the inside. So we need to focus on, what are our relationships with food? Are they healthy relationships? Do we feel bad or guilty or shame if we make an unhealthy food choice afterwards? Are we beating ourselves up? What are the patterns and habits that we have integrated into our life? When we choose to exercise and move our body, is it out of self-love, or is it out of, I hate my body, and so I'm going to exercise so that I can change my body? So we need to really examine what's underneath that fitness and food iceberg: our beliefs, our patterns, our habits, what we're telling ourselves, our self-esteem, how we look at ourselves. There's so much more to health than just exercising and eating healthy. And it takes time to work on these things. But if we can work on these things, a healthy inside becomes a healthy outside. When we have healthier food relationships, less guilt, less shame, we're going to make healthier food choices and unhealthier food choices. And we're going to do that freely with a life balance, knowing that it's okay to have, you know, the chocolate almonds or the chips or the glass of wine, whatever your thing is. And you don't have to beat yourself up for that, because you're living healthier in a balanced type of way. So if we can, you know, really work on the beliefs about ourselves, you know, believing that we are beautiful, that we are strong, that we are capable, that we have good food, healthy relationships with food, that we have good patterns. If we can work on what's underneath that iceberg, fitness and food becomes easy. You know, it's easy to choose healthy when you love yourself and when you believe in yourself. It's easier to make those good choices for ourselves. So over the years, I've learned that the person who wants to lose that 20 pounds to be happy isn't going to be happy when they've lost the 20 pounds. They've got to find the happiness now. And then when the 20 pounds comes off, nothing will have changed on the inside, because they'll already be feeling great. The basic principle will be that they chose to eat healthy, they exercise regularly, they love themselves first, and then the weight comes off. So that's what it's all about, right? It's so much more than fitness and food. I didn't realize that in the beginning, but over the years, I've come to learn there's a lot more to health than just exercising and choosing the kale smoothie.
Fantastic information so far, and a lot of truth right there today. We are with Allison Brown, a 20-year award-winning fitness and nutrition expert, founder of The Switch Project, co-owner of New You Personal Training Studio, and best-selling author here on eHealth Radio's fitness and health news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Allison, how can we work on switching from self-loathing to self-loving?
Yeah, so this is actually the most commonly asked question that I get. Like, how do you do that? Because I think self-loathing is just, it's so pervasive in our society. Even as little children, we can point out something that's wrong with us, or other people will tell us something that's wrong with us. For me, that was like my nose had a bump on it. So everyone told me that, you know, you can get that fixed, as if it was broken. And my teeth, I have a gummy smile that's on the cover of the book. You'll see that. I embrace it now. But back then, you know, the orthodontist told me, like, let's fix your smile so that it's not so unnormal or ugly or whatever the word was. And I believe that about myself. And so I started to really dislike my appearance because of believing what other people said about me. And I think it's very common that we dislike our appearance. In my industry especially, I get so many people who, you know, they grab their belly flab and they say, like, I hate this, I want it gone. How do I get rid of the muffin top? Or how do I get rid of the sag or the cellulite? And they loathe that part of their body or parts of their body. And so making this switch is very much a process. It does not happen overnight, that's for sure. It's not as easy as a light switch, turning it on and turning it off, but it is as easy as a choice. So we need to decide, just like we're going to eat healthier options and we choose to exercise because our body was designed to move and it loves movement, we need to decide that we are going to start loving ourselves rather than disliking ourselves. And this decision is really important, and it takes work, just like the work at a gym, just like the work in the kitchen. It takes work to make that switch because our self-talk tends to be negative. I think the stats were 90% of the self-talk that happens on a daily basis is negative self-talk. That's only 10% of the time in our day we are telling ourselves good things. The other 90%, we are beating ourselves up. So we need to, number one, make the decision to work on this. Number two, we need to pay attention. We need to have awareness, bring mindfulness to this. So when you look in the mirror, what are the thoughts that are going through your head? When you try on clothes at a store, if they don't fit you or you don't like the way you look in them, what are the words you're telling yourself? So many of my clients, I actually have them write down, just to bring that awareness, write down what you're saying on a daily basis to yourself so that you can see it and be aware of it, because awareness really is the first step to having success over this. And then when we are aware of it, we need to do something called a pattern interrupt. It's a little brain hijack. I'm a big fan of Mel Robbins, the 5-second rule. So we need to literally hear our thoughts and then count down out loud, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, new thought, healthy thought. You need kind of a word that's going to be attached. It's called an anchor thought that's going to be attached to that 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. But when we count down backwards, it interrupts our negative thoughts, and we cannot speak out loud and think at the same time. So it just shuts that negative side down. And then we need to choose a positive word instead. And this is always challenging for the moms and clients that I work with, because I want them to say, instead of, oh, I look so ugly in this, I want them to say, I look beautiful. And that's a hard one because they don't necessarily believe it. And people have come to me and said, you know, Allison, I feel like I'm lying to myself in the mirror. Because it doesn't feel authentic yet, because it's just not a new habit or pattern yet. But the more you do something, the more authentic it becomes. And so the gold is when we've done this enough, we've interrupted the negativity enough that we can just automatically say the positive right away and know inside of us that actually that is true. I am capable. I am strong. I am beautiful. I am great. I have a lot to offer. I am gifted. All of these I am statements are super important to bring into us, to speak out loud, and then to believe, right? And the belief takes time. I recently just had a client message me and say, after a year of working with her, say, I'm finally starting to believe the words you've had me speak. So it takes time, but it will come, just like everything, right? Fitness takes time, food takes time, making money takes hard work and time, all of these things. The more you work at self-love, the better it will get, and the easier it will get, and the more natural it will get. And I tell my clients, really important is that we have to realize little eyes are always watching us, whether you have children or not. Little kids are watching how you talk about yourself, how you treat yourself. And we want to show them self-love in a world where anxiety and depression and, you know, self-esteem is, it's all negative. It's rampant more than ever. We need to show kids how to love themselves rather than hate themselves, and lift each other up rather than put each other down. So it starts with us on the inside, and it starts with making that switch and deciding, yes, I'm going to start loving myself more, and I'm going to start focusing on all the things that I am rather than harping on the things that I'm not yet.
You mentioned earlier about feedback from those that made the switch. If you would, and in conclusion, tell us about a mom who was impacted by the switch.
Yeah, so there's been a lot of moms impacted by this program. It's called the Switch Project. But one in particular definitely stands out to me, and her name is Kirby. And she has been so grateful that I'm going to share her story, and I'm super excited to. And her story is very similar to mine. She found herself in a downward spiral. She had just had her second child. She felt like she was going through a little bit of mommy blues, maybe postpartum depression. And in her words, she said, I was not feeling like myself. I was overwhelmed, tired, and living on the sidelines of my life. So she would wake up and she would be exhausted in the morning, and she'd watch her children play while she drifted in and out of sleep on the couch. She just didn't have the energy for anything. And within the first week of starting exercising, eating healthy, working with the Switch Project, she just said she started to feel better. She noticed her body loved the endorphins that the exercise brought, and she just started to have a little bit more energy. And then week after week, as she put the work in and the time in, and it's not a lot of work and time, a little bit goes a long way. It doesn't have to be big to be good. She has come full circle. She's made a huge transformation. She has more energy. She doesn't just sit on the sidelines. She is in the game with her children, playing with them, living life to the fullest because she has more to give. In the first 6 weeks, she said her energy levels went from a 2 on a scale to 10, all the way up to a 9 just 6 weeks later. And this is caffeine-free energy, right? This is the best kind of energy. So she is now, fast forward a couple of years later, she's running. She never used to run before. She's just living a way more healthy, active life. And above all, her kids are getting the best version of herself. So she has made a huge transformation. And what's really amazing is that she's now inspiring other people. So our moms in our group are inspired by her. She's shared her story and she's given them hope that, you know what, mom, like you can get through the hard times. There is a way to live a better, healthier life with way more energy if you just do the small things that have a big impact, right? So that is Kirby's story.
Certainly appreciate your sharing that and really appreciate your joining us here today. A lot of inspirational and motivational information for the listeners today on the program. If listeners wanted to get more information on you or the Switch Project or your book, Making the Switch, where's the best place online to get further information?
Yeah, so you can find us at theswitchfitness.com and you can also follow us on Instagram at @thefitswitch.
Allison, keep doing what you're doing, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
And you're certainly more than welcome, and the pleasure was certainly all ours. We've been speaking with Allison Brown, a 20-year award-winning fitness and nutrition expert, founder of The Switch Project, co-owner of New You Personal Training Studio, and best-selling author. Allison wrote international best-selling book, Making the Switch, How to Put Yourself First in a World That Tells You Not To, helping moms put themselves first, guilt-free, and live their best life in their best body. And for all the information, visit theswitchfitness.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site, at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.